EaseIt, Easy Access for Social Inclusion Training.
Hello, and welcome to this short video lecture. The lecture is taken from Unit 2, Easy to Understand Language, Element 2, Legislation, Standards and Guidelines. My name is Tatjana Knap, and I will introduce you to the situation in Slovenia. Slovene language is a Slavic language, spoken by approximately 2.5 million people around the world, but mainly by inhabitants of Slovenia. Official language in Slovenia is Slovene. However, there are two additional official languages in municipalities bordering Hungary and Italy, Hungarian language and Italian language. Slovene language is one of the languages that has a dual form, dualism, in addition to singular and plural, and many dialects which are divided into 8 dialect groups. Easy to read or easy language is mentioned in our last 2 national programs for language policy. Plain language is not yet researched, spoken of, or widely used. It is estimated that around 500,000 of people with or without disabilities benefit from easy to understand Slovene language. For example, people with cognitive disabilities such as intellectual disabilities, dementia, autism spectrum disorder, low literacy skills, migrants, Roma people, etc. Speaking of definitions of easy to understand language, we have a few definitions of easy to read. We can summarize them by saying, easy to read in Slovene language is easy Slovene. Information is prepared following the guidelines, it must be easy to read and understand, accessible and useful. It can be an adaptation or original, text with or without pictures, and also standalone symbols or illustrations. However, there is no definition of the plain language yet. As for the milestones of the easy-to-read language in Slovenia, the early 2000s brought a few publications, such as a booklet on introducing euro as the new national currency, or a book with pictures on education and employment of people with learning disabilities. At the beginning of 2011, ZAO3SA was established, becoming the first organization in Slovenia to systematically produce and promote easy-to-read, easy language. Since the beginning, the free digital newspaper in easy-to-read, 20 minutes, produced by volunteers, has been issued. Year 2012 brought the first adaptations of literacy fiction for easy-to-read and adaptation of guidelines by Inclusion Europe. The following years were fruitful, with the first national conference on easy to read marking the year 2013, first public tender for projects in easy to read adaptations in 2015, followed by the first original novel in Slovene easy to read a year later, and foundation of Association for Adapted Communications Labra in 2017. Years 2018 and 2019 were very important for easy to understand language in Slovenia. Project Lahko je brati, it is easy to read, brought new guidelines with 4 levels of easy to read Slovene language. Easy to read that follows these guidelines is marked with a round purple sign containing a winking book, as seen in the picture. The levels are marked with different numbers and colors of books. From 1 blue book with a hand on it, marking the first level, to 2 green, 3 yellow, and finally 4 red books marking the 4th level. The project results are available on the website www.lahkoebrati.si. In 2019, first course on easy to read for students of inclusive pedagogics was held at University of Maribor, Faculty of Pedagogics. As regards plain language, RISA promoted it for the first time in a proposal of systematization of accessible information in the Republic of Slovenia. The initiative was also part of the project Lahko je brati, it is easy to read. Thank you for joining me for this video lecture. If you have any questions or comments regarding the content, or you are interested in easy to understand Slovene language in general, feel free to contact me through email. The email address is tatjana@risa.si.
The project EASIT has received funding from the European Commission under the Erasmus Plus Strategic Partnerships for Higher Education Programme, Grant Agreement 2018-1-ES01-KA203-05275. The European Commission's support for the production of this publication does not constitute an endorsement of the contents, which reflect the views only of the authors, and the Commission cannot be held responsible for any use which may be made of the information contained therein. This work is licensed under a Creative Commons Attribution, Share Alike 4.0 International License. Partners of the EASIT project: Universitat Autonoma de Barcelona, Università degli Studi di Trieste, Universidade de Vigo, Stiftung Universität Hildesheim, SDI München, Dyslexie Verbundet, Radio Televisia Slovenia, Zavod RISA.
EASIT, Easy Access for Social Inclusion Training.